Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 262, Black Friday in Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some great Mayberry items on this Black Friday in Mayberry. Yeah, it's not Friday, but still, head over to Weavers Department Store and check it out. You won't be disappointed. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 262, is Lydia. Lydia in the chat room. All right. So we want to thank Lydia. She's donated some money and has become an executive producer, and I want to thank you sincerely for doing that. It's always great to have all of you here with me in Mayberry. Especially you who's listening right now or watching. Thank you for being here with me and spending some time in Mayberry. I took a week off last week, and you may not know it if you don't listen to the show live, but it was, I wasn't feeling really well, so I couldn't talk, and now I can kind of talk. So hopefully you guys will enjoy today's show. We're going to be talking about Black Friday in Mayberry. Now, the reason I started thinking about that is because good old Mr. Weaver, he puts out a newsletter over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. So if you go to weaversdepartmentstore.com, you'll see up in the top right-hand corner, it says Weaver's Newsletter. And when you go there and you click on it, it'll take you over to the, wrong place, to the Weaver's Department Store Newsletter. There it is. And we have got all kinds of cool things that Mr. Weaver has in store for us today. And so I started thinking about it, though, really. What kind of things do people who are fans of the Andy Griffith Show, what kind of things do you want? What do you want? What would you be excited about to receive as a gift at Christmas or your birthday or whatever it might be? And, you know, you just look around Weaver's Department Store. There are all kinds of cool things there. Now, if you're listening to this around Christmas, there's some really neat items over there that are, you know, related to Christmas itself. So there's a print that you can see there at Weaver's that's called the Mayberry Christmas. It's a color print. It is an awesome print that you could have framed, and it makes a really good decoration item around your house. And it's only, $30. $30 you could get this print. So I definitely want to, there's something. What kind of Mayberry fan wouldn't love that? Now, the print, for you guys that can't see it, head over to Weaver's and you'll see the print there. Mayberry Christmas, it's called. And it's, remember when Mr. Weaver was there at the courthouse, giving out presents there at the courthouse to the kids and to everybody that was there, out of his suitcase going, wonder how that got in there. You remember that? Well, that's what the print is. And it's a really neat thing to see. And it does just, for Mayberry fans, I think it kind of, isn't that kind of special? You see Mr. Weaver, mean old Mr. Weaver, and the next thing you know, he's giving away presents. I just thought that was cool. Now, another thing you might want to head over and get at Weaver's, especially if you're listening to this now, but if you're not, hopefully they'll have the same kind of thing in the future. Right now over at Weaver's, they have a 2014 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. Now, those calendars are $15, which is a great price to be giving gifts to people. But let me tell you, here's the secret. If you buy two of them, Mr. Weaver will give you a third one for free. So that's like getting them for $10 a piece. And so you can give away two and keep one. So, being selfish as you might be, as I might be, you can get the wall calendar and get two of them to give to your friends and keep one. What's better than that? You're being generous. And at the same time, you get something for yourself. I mean, that's awesome. Now, I've got those calendars. They've been making them for several years now, and they're 12 inches by 22 inches, and they have all kinds of great pictures and stuff inside of from the Andy Griffith Show's seasons. And so it's definitely something that's fun to have hanging on your wall. I carry mine to work, and I hang it on the wall right there so I can look at it and keep up with the dates. And it's also a big thing when people come in to my office, they notice it, and that always starts up a Mayberry conversation. So, hey, that's an extra bonus. Now, here's something really special for you if you haven't if you hadn't heard about it. Maggie Peterson, that's Charlene Darling. Charlene Darling. She has a album out. Now, it's only a three-song album. There's only three songs on it. But if you head over to Weavers, and I think this is probably one of the few places you can get it, it's called Songs That Make Me Cry by Maggie Peterson. It's a CD, and at Weavers, they're autographed. So if you get it, they're autographed CDs. And not only are they autographed, they're only $12. They have three songs on them. Now, the songs are, let me look right here, Salty Dog, Shady Grove, and There's a Time. So this is something I believe you'd really, really enjoy getting this. These, for 50 years, Maggie had carefully preserved the recordings made from the original masters. So these are the originals. And now she's sharing them with Mayberry fans on this CD. And so you definitely want to go and check this out, because these are the original recordings from the show itself that you hear on the show. So head over and get you one. It makes a great keepsake. It's autographed by Charlene herself, Maggie. And she's only making small batches of these because I think she's the one making them herself. She's having them made. And so head over and get you one. They're $12 at Weavers. That's something you don't want to miss. So hopefully you're hearing this now, you know, or at least somewhere near December of 2014 so that you can go and get one, because they probably won't last forever. All right, so next up, there's some cool things. It's really cold right now. I mean, I know there's a huge storm going on somewhere up in the Northeast. They have some Mayberry Chopper hoodies and some Mayberry Union High hoodies, sweatshirts, that you can get. So you can head over and you can stay warm at Christmas and be wearing around your Mayberry Pride there with Barney, which is a nice hoodie. It's a black hoodie it's even got a pocket on the front for your hands. So you can stay warm in the cold winter. There's all kinds of wonderful things over at Weavers, guys. I realize this sounds like a long commercial, and maybe it is a little bit. Weavers has been really good to this podcast and helping us. They've been our sponsor ever since we began. But I really believe these are things Mayberry fans would like. I hope you'd like one. If you don't have one of these things, I hope I'm making you want to go and get one, or at least think to tell people in your life, hey, I know what you could get me. If it's too hot where you are for the Mayberry sweatshirts, there's also some new T-shirts. There's one called All-American Andy that just has a nice picture of Andy Griffith on it, of Andy Taylor, the sheriff. And it's definitely something that you could get that. And there's also a new Barney Fife Nippet T-shirt as well that you could get if you don't want Andy T-shirt. There's the Barney Fife Nippet in the Bud T-shirt, the newest Nippet in the Bud T-shirt. There's been several of these over the years. And if you go and look at them, they will list all of them. So there's at least three different versions of Nippet with Barney. So that's something you might want to head over there and check out as well. Now, not the final item. There's a few other things I want to tell you about, but this one is extremely special. If you read the Weavers newsletter, if you're a member and have subscribed to it, it's free. You can get it. This is something you're definitely going to be interested in. So let me tell you about this, because there's only one of each of these. So this is important. Over at Weavers, they have original Andy Griffith Show scripts. Now, these scripts are from the Andy Griffith Show. They were used by Hal Smith, that's Otis Campbell. And many of them contain markings and notes and doodles and stuff by Hal himself. He wrote them. He wrote them on there. They also have some bonuses, some of them. A few have bonus features like shooting schedules, call sheets, signatures and autographed photos and things like that. Now, Weavers acquired these from Hal Smith's estate many years ago. But because these scripts were part of the actual production of the show, and because they were Hal's, they are some of the most treasured items that Weavers has, Mr. Weaver himself. And there's some very significant artifacts to the show, so they're very important to us. Weavers has preserved these scripts in the archives for all these years, ever since Hal had passed away. And the original intent was to eventually donate the scripts as a single connection to the library, to a library or some institution or something like that. But then Andy Griffith donated his complete set of scripts to the University of North Carolina. And George Lindsay and others have donated their scripts to the University of North Alabama. And, you know, some other scripts have been donated and preserved for posterity like that. So it doesn't really seem like that Weavers has to keep them for that kind of information to preserve his scripts. And so it's now probably better, at least in Weaver's thinking, to actually make these available to us, fans of the show. We can actually buy these things and make happy homes among our fellow fans for the years to come. We want to sell them to people who are going to love these things. So they're going to be offering these scripts. For several years, you know, Weavers have been having scripts of house myths that were non-Mayberry. They weren't Mayberry scripts, but they were other. And they were used to support events like charitable fundraisers and stuff. But these Andy Griffith scripts are now available, and they'll also be used to help offset costs that are related to Andy Griffith show events, Mayberry events, throughout the country. Now, Weavers, as you may or may not know, is run by the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club right out of Nashville. And the money that Weavers makes in profit helps go to fund Mayberry events and Mayberry activities throughout the country. You know, Mayberry Days is one of them. There's several other big events that are at least partially sponsored by the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Well, the money, because the Rerun Watchers Club does not charge dues, doesn't cost you anything to be a member. So most of the money, well, all the money that the Rerun Watchers Club gets comes from sales at Weavers. So I know I'm always telling you guys to go over to Weavers and buy stuff. And that's one of the reasons, because all the money that is raised, well, not all of it that's raised, but any money that's able to be used to help support events comes from sales of Weavers. So definitely head over to Weavers and check it out. These won't last forever. There's only some number of them. So head over and check out all of the original scripts. And they've got several. Let's see if I can see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, they're already out of stock on several. But the prices are not cheap, but there's several that have already sold, guys. So if you want one, you better hurry and go try to pick up one that you would like to have. So head over to Weaver's Department Store, look under the Collectibles and Special Items section, and you'll see original Andy Griffith Show scripts. So head over there and check it out. All right, so what else have we got? I believe that's all the stuff I had related to that, except for this one other thing that I just noticed as I was looking at Weaver's site. Folks, have you ever seen the Mayberry Squad Car cookie jar? Several years ago, they made a cookie jar that's, I guess it's porcelain. I don't know. It's glass porcelain that looks like the Mayberry Sheriff's car, the police car, the patrol car, and it's a cookie jar. So the top of the car from the windows up comes off and the cookies are inside there. So this is a extremely rare item. Matter of fact, there's one. So that's how extremely rare this one is. There's only one of these. There were only 2,400 made. Now this one, what makes it super special is it has autographs of George Lindsay, Goober, Don Knotts, and Betty Lynn. And I think Bernard Fox. Yeah, Bernard Fox as well on the back. So it's got Don Knotts, Betty Lynn, George Lindsay, Maggie Peterson. I didn't see hers. As well as Bernard Fox. Now, this thing is $550. But folks, you're not going to get one anywhere else. This is it. So this may be something you're interested in seeing. Even if you don't buy it, you may want to go and look at the pictures of it so that you'll know. Now, it's a pretty big. It's 12 inches by 6 inches wide and about 6 inches tall. So I have one, but it doesn't have all those signatures on it. So I have the whole thing. So if I just had the top part of this one, I would trade my top part for it. But I have one of these, so definitely go and check it out. If you don't have one, this is a huge gift for some big Mayberry fan in your life. be careful with it. It will break. They're porcelain. But definitely go and check it out over at Weaver's. I just saw that on the site as I was showing you some of the other things that are available over at Weaver's, and that one caught my eye. So go check around at Weaver's, scroll around and see what you can see. And I guarantee you, if you have friends that are Mayberry fans, you will find something here at Weaver's that they would enjoy having of their own. So you can take what Weaver's has and make it your own or give it away. So anyway, that's all I have about Weaver's. Sorry for the huge commercial, but I get excited about these things because I don't know about you guys, but you know, just having Mayberry stuff, I've got cups. I've got all kinds of stuff just sitting right here at my desk. I have this cool thing that Steve made me that's not for sale or anything, but it's Floyd, and I don't really know how to describe it. It's made out of metal. Floyd cutting somebody's hair. You know, I have all this kind of stuff just sitting around my house. And if you watch the video episodes of the podcast, you can see behind me, I have all kinds of Mayberry things on the bookshelves behind me that people are often asking me what they are because they get distracted. They said, listening to the podcast because they're looking at the stuff that's behind me back here. I have all kinds of things back there, all Mayberry collectibles. So I get excited about these kind of things. And it is this right now for us that as I recorded, it's a Christmas season. So I wanted to excite you about the possibilities, all these Mayberry gifts that you can give to your friends. Or for that matter, if you got friends going, yeah, I just don't know. Is there anything you'd want or anything you might like? Go over to Weaver's and they can buy you something. They can even get a gift certificate over at Weaver's and give you that. And then you can go buy what you want. So anyway, I'll quit harping about Weaver's. We got a couple of voicemails that came in. So let's hear this first one. This is from Jerry over in Coleman. So Jerry, take it away.
Alan, this is Jerry from Coleman. Playing golf today with a couple of my buddies, and we were discussing the episode where Barney got his watch for a 5-year service award, and we couldn't decide whether it was at number 5 or written out 5. We thought we'd let you decide. So what do you think? I also saw Clara on a Mashery one the other night. Enjoy your show. Thanks.
He says 5. It says, hey Jerry, thank you for calling in. That is a great question. What do you guys think? I asked the chat room before the show started tonight. I said, what did it say on the on Barney's watch? Because, you know, when Floyd and them, they were looking at it, and they were saying, Floyd said, hey, Barney, hey, look what it says on the back there. Yeah, it says 5 years in the force. Yeah, so that was I just love that clip. So what do you think? Now, we did a little poll before the show started of people. We had about 15 people in the chat room, I believe, at the time. And I asked them, and all but one of them agreed that it was probably the number 5 on the back of that watch. But what do you think? I don't know. The reasoning we had, which was really good, I believe Mr. Wheeler in the chat room is one that came up with it. He said, or maybe Mr. McBeavy, maybe it was him that said it, that said, well, it was 5. It was probably the number because it would be cheaper. Because it's only one letter. So to engrave it with a 5 would have been cheaper than writing F-I-V-E. So that's a good question. I don't think anybody knows the answer. I've never seen that watch. I do not know what spirits were evoked by that watch. So I cannot discuss this subject intelligently. But we believe the number 5. That's what we believe. But the debate continues. So we'd love to hear from you. If you have strong feelings about what was on the back of the watch, email me at floyd@imayberry.com, and I'll take down your vote, and we'll go from there. All right, so we got one more voicemail that called in, and this was one that I'd never really thought about. So let's hear this one. This is from Jason.
Hey, Alan, how you doing? This is Jason Carter from Rock Hill, South Carolina. I was just watching Return to Mayberry and was noticing that Howard Sprague and Barney Fife are on the screen together, and I believe this is the first time they've been on the screen together, especially in those characters. If you have any input on it, let me know. I'll be glad to hear from you. Doing a great job. Take care.
So the first time they were on there. Well, I did a little bit of research, and, you know, I think he was right. I started looking at the character of Howard Sprague, and when the character appeared on the Andy Griffith Show, well, that was in the sixth season of the Andy Griffith Show. And I don't believe, let's see, Barney was on the sixth season, but I don't believe that Barney and Howard were ever in an episode together. I don't believe they were. Now, I may be wrong, and if I am, I definitely want you to correct me, because I need to hear the right answer. I don't want to give out bad information. I didn't have a chance to go in and search and be 100% sure, but I believe that that Howard and Barney never appeared on an episode together until The Return to Mayberry. So if anybody knows different, I definitely want to hear from you about that, but definitely want to be corrected. Call me and let me know, because that's that would definitely be something I want to correct that if I was wrong. So I want to thank our callers. I want to thank both Jerry and Jason for calling in. We've got some other voicemails that I just don't have time to play tonight, so we'll get to them later. They've been calling in, and I want to encourage you to call me because I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think. Here's the big thing I want to ask everybody listening. I want to ask you to write me with this information. I want you to write this one. Email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Here's what I want. Because we got a lot of new listeners. Christmas is coming. People will be getting new iPads or iPods or Android devices or whatever they're getting, where they're going to be able to listen to Two Chairs No Waiting for the very first time, perhaps. What I would like to hear from you, of all 262 episodes of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, what are your top five favorites? Now, if you don't have five, you can send me your 1, 2, 3, or 4, but I'd like to see, if you could, send me your top five, and I'm going to try to gather that information together, and we'll do a podcast about it right around the first of the year, so it'll be after Christmas when everybody's gotten their stuff and they can pick up their new device. They can listen to that podcast, that latest one, and find out what episodes they need to go back and check up and listen to, so that they'll hear some of the best content from the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, and we'll be able to enjoy themselves and have some fun catching up, because it's going to take them a long time to listen to 260 some odd episodes, so they can go back and pick up on the very best episodes. Who knows? I may even make CDs of those, so people can go out and download them or buy them or something. So, all right, folks, I would love to hear from you with that information. So let me know what you think. What are the best five episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting? I'd like to hear that. I'd also like to hear what you think about, is it five or the number or the letter five or number five? It's not a letter, is it? Is it letters, F-I-V-E, or is it the number five on the back of Barney's watch? Love to hear all that stuff. It's homework. Some of our folks in the chat room don't like homework. This is fun homework. It shouldn't take you long to figure that out. So if you have some favorite episodes, I would love to hear from you. So if you would, give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can call me, leave me some voicemail like Jerry and Jason did tonight. Or you can drop by our Facebook page. If you hadn't been there, head over to facebook.com/twochairs and give it a visit. Or across, of course, you can just drop by our homepage at twochairsnowaiting.com. Spell it all out, twochairsnowaiting.com, and visit our website and leave comments there. We would love to hear from you. So, folks, you guys have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs. Night, everybody.